Warning, warning. Two idiots are debating Michael Phelps. Please cover your ears and await further swimming.
Hello. Welcome back to Discovering SCP. If my voice sounds a little bit more husky and sort of like mature, it's because I've been ill recently.
None of this was present in the last 15 minutes we've been talking together.
Sorry, it comes and goes. I have good days and bad days.
What happened was we hit play and immediately his will to live was sapped away by the fact that we have to read an SCP article.
No, he's putting words into my mouth that I never even thought. So he's putting words into my mind.
Shortly before hitting the play button,
he's gaslighting, brainwashing.
Can I tell you a secret? And I said, of course, we've been friends for so long. And he said, I hate the viewers. He's honest baiting. honest baiting gets me every time. He's trust baiting.
I say with such terror. So what's it called, Darnell, when someone is pretending they're the guy in charge but they're not actually the master, they're the servant? What would you call that, do you think?
Can you repeat that one more time?
So what if you meet someone who pretends they're in charge of like an operation but they're not actually the master, they're the servant? What would you mean?
I would call that lying. So I guess trust baiting, honest baiting. You could call it boss baiting. Oh, wait, are you going to say masturbating?
Yeah.
I see, that's why you used master and servant. I was like, that's a little weird. That's a little, I'm masturbating.
Kill it.
All right, well, we're not here to master... Jesus, I can't say that. I have to tone it down now because I just remembered. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, you have been playing a new game lately.
They don't know about this stuff. I have, the poker game. I've been playing it for hours. I can't even remember what it's called. Balatro. It's good. I've never played poker
before.
Did it make
you feel
human? Nothing's quite managed to fill that hole, but I must keep searching.
Yeah, I'll say like I like poker, but I hate gambling. Because, and it's less like a moral thing. I'm not like, oh, I'm better than people, I don't gamble. It's more like I'm too broke to like throw away money.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy who, if I got one good gambling win, it would probably ruin my life forever.
99% of people quit before they get.
You also have to understand, so you have to understand my lineage, right? My parents once, they went to a casino when I was a kid. And they were like, oh, we're going to be all night out, all night gambling, right? And then they came back surprisingly quickly. And I was like, what happened? They said, we won $200 on the first thing and then left because we didn't want to lose anything.
Good decision, to be honest.
I know, but like just driving all the way out to some casino for one gambling activity and then going home is really funny. But yeah, that's the kind of person I am, personally. But I love the game of poker. I think it's fun. It has all the things... Here's why I think it's crazy that there's not like a poker anime or manga, right? Because it like has all the beats of that, like the deception, the lying, the thinking, whether to fold or keep your hands, trying to the tension of like money and stakes. I don't know. I feel like not enough media utilizes poker because they don't like think about it beyond like, oh, are you good at bluffing or are you lucky? But I feel like there's a lot more to poker than that.
Because if you win, it means you're a smart guy.
Yeah. Well, I guess it comes to a point, right? Because like. There's more than just being good at bluffing or, like, being lucky, but if you get too good, like, shonen level good and count cards, then there's no challenge at all. Yeah. There's a guy like that at my work. He's, like, a super genius.
I've never understood. It's like, because you're not meant to do the card count, so I'm meant to, like, hold myself back and be bad a little bit. Is that right?
The idea, because a casino wants to make money, so...
Well, maybe they should make harder poker.
If you're basically winning every hand and folding everyone that you can't win, they, like, kick you out because
it's
like, a problem. Yeah. You just have to keep your count carding secret. You have to do some, like, scheduled losses to set it off. But there's a guy at our work who's like a super genius, right? And we're playing this game, Asset to Assets. It's like a card game kind of like that. And I swear to God, he like was so fucking annoying. He would like tell me exactly what was in my hand and like tell everyone what they were going to play that turn. Like he just knew. And it was like no fun at all. Like I wouldn't want to play poker with someone like that. They're just people like that, you know. They just have the fucking brains for it.
It's like, why are you holding yourself back? You've reached the core of poker energy. And yet you can't use it.
to be fair, counting cards is not like a standard, I'm generally smart and good, like an MTG player. Counting cards is like, I have a super genius ability above everybody. Like, it's so fucking hard to do.
Well, if you can do it, I think you should be allowed to do it.
No one wants to play poker with you.
Well, oh, because, sorry, but you don't get this in anything else. It's, if I'm, like, good at football, it's like, oh, we can only use one leg.
You have to understand the implications of a person who never loses money and only takes yours, and what the kind of people that gamble would think.
You should have made your casino based around a different game if you didn't want it to happen, as far as I'm concerned. If someone can be too good that they can bankrupt you, you can fuck off.
I love the idea of, like, criminals and stuff. It's like, there's no more gambling. Now it's, I guess that's what pool is, yeah? Billiards?
Yeah.
That's like the grimy version of a skill-based game.
Well, if it's a skill-based game, you can't get mad when someone is too skilled.
Yeah.
You can't get mad.
But it's poker. It's not a skill-based game. It's
well, a clearly game, it fucking is, because if you can count cards, then you can fucking own the game. So it is a skill-based game.
Counting cards is, I wouldn't even call that in the realm of, like, a teachable skill. You just have to have, like, a strong brain to do that.
So,
it's like
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, where are we going to read an SCP? So how long have we even been going? For like 6 minutes.
I've been enjoying this conversation with a stimulating chat.
Unironically the same. I hope you guys like these little stupid fucking whatever.
Leave me your opinion in the comments. I'm not changing on this opinion. Because let me keep going. Let me keep going.
We're like 1 year away from, like, it's called Discovering SCP, but we just, like, talk about current events. We're just one of those podcasts.
Let me tell you, because in swimming, there's that guy, right? And he can swim.
Michael Phelps.
Better.
Yeah, and Michael Phelps' thing is he has a genetic advantage because his arms are weird.
But they don't, like, drag him out the swimming pool and say, you're too good at swimming, fuck off.
Funnily enough, you say that, but that's been a controversy since his, like, career started. Is like, there's always been a group of people who's like, he shouldn't be allowed to, and then other people are like, well, he can't help the way he was born.
Exactly,
like
I agree.
It's like a genuine thing.
I agree. It's like, he has the six eyes of swimming, so.
The six eyes? He's the coach of the swimming world? Yeah. Michael Phelps, save the swim society. It's just like breaking
just
waves.
Imagine
like,
the fucking Ichigo picture of it's him with like a swimming cap on.
Only I can swim fast enough to reach the underwater base before everything is like swimming
along
down.
The surface and the depths I alone in the honored one.
He's like squishing inwards from the pressure. They're like, Michael, stop! No human can do it! I'm no human. Swimming.
Ultimate swimming life form.
If you think about it, Michael Phelps is just a skern.
Michael Phelps versus Leviathan. Who wins?
From Worm?
Yeah. It's like,
nah,
another human. Oh, he's swimming too fast.
What the? I can't. And then Michael Phelps forms a whirlpool around Leviathan.
My water echo, it's going too fast to control.
He just like surfaces like a shark from the water. He's like, hey, I thought you were the water guy.
Fucking lungs watch from a distance. He's like nodding approvingly.
What is this we've done? Why are we creating Michael Phelps worm cannon? This is supposed to be a podcast about SCPs.
Why have this become a summer poker? I've got an SCP. I do have an SCP, I swear. I'm not just stalling, I do have an SCP. This is SCP-6140, The True Empire.
Mm.
And it is by... It's by Stormbreath.
Who?
Stormbreath.
That name sounds vaguely familiar. Do we know them?
By Stormbreath and Eismalad, sorry.
And who else?
Eismalad.
Eismalad. Oh, Eismalad, the person with the duck profile,
yeah.
Right? I know them. Okay, those are like, not Discovering SCP. What's the other one called? SCP Declassified.
Yeah, these are our rivals. Yeah. These are our Wario and Waluigi.
Are they? Are we rivals with Declassified?
We are now. I've decided.
Didn't you used to post there? I actually haven't opened that server, I think, in forever, except to like check a wiki thing. I wonder what they do over there.
It's about SCP.
We haven't already read this one, have we? Because this looks familiar.
This is the one that the British Empire is a parody of.
Oh, okay, that's why it looks familiar. I was like, hold on, this is all...
So we're doing this in a bizarre order.
It's like watching the spin-off show for Soul Eater before Soul Eater.
I've never watched either of them. So this is by...
You've never watched the original Soul Eater? Hold on. You've never watched the original Soul Eater?
I've never watched or read Soul Eater in any capacity.
What the fuck? Well, we gotta change that.
It's like you just found out that I have, like, swimming genes.
This is like how normal people sound when they find out you haven't seen Die Hard or whatever. This is me when I find out you haven't watched...
What if I told you I haven't seen Die Hard?
I haven't seen Die Hard either.
Oh, okay.
People, that's why
you know me, like, that's, fucking Chris
Pratt. No. That's why I know this allegory, because people are always like, you haven't seen Die Hard. Dude, until I watched Star Wars in my senior year of high school, you have no idea.
I remember. I was there. I mean, like, I was there at the time.
People would always be like, do you remember this from Star Wars? I'd be like, no, I've never seen it. And they'd be like, oh, you haven't seen Star Wars.
Like, people cannot comprehend. Star Wars. Surely you know some of the funny little guys.
Yeah, I knew like Yoda, and I knew the guy who like owned Anakin or something, and that was all my funny guys.
Yeah, oh, Annie, little Annie. The only characters you knew were Yoda and random slave owner,
and R2-D2.
Okay.
Well, I knew other characters, but you said little guys, yeah. And those were the little guys.
It's lost art, the Star Wars little guy. They keep trying to bring out new little guys, and I think they've reached capacity.
Grogu was their peak. People like that.
Yoda was the peak, then there was Grogu, and he appeals to a different... Because Yoda is, like, a funny little guy.
Yoda's a funny little guy in, like, a cinema nerd way. Grogu's a funny little guy in, like, a TV nerd way. Yeah. But also, like... I think Grogu kind of, like, fucked up media for a bit, because remember there was that arc where everyone tried to do their Grogu, and then the planters tried to do, like, I'm a baby peanut or whatever. Do you remember that?
You mean the when Mr. Peanut died and was reborn?
So, like, a baby peanut?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
That was when they killed the Grogu.
I remember when he sacrificed himself, didn't he, to protect his friends?
Yeah, he did!
They laughed at him.
Oh, my God. It's kind of crazy to, like, this is going to sound like the most stoner sentence of all time, but, like, to think of, like, the passage of time and all the things we've happened, right? Like, I saw a tweet the other day. Someone was talking about how, like, the Russian military had, like, almost cornered, what was it, Joseph Kony? And then someone jokingly was like, oh, they're bringing back the side characters just before the finale. But, like, have you thought of Joseph Kony since before since, like, 2012?
I thought I dealt with him.
That was, like, remember when that was, like, the world? That was, like, everybody was talking about Joseph Kony, and then, like, it's just gone. Like, life moves on. Yeah, exactly. That's the crazy thing about life,
exactly.
Right? But yet, people think about themselves and think they can't move past their own shit.
It's because people think of life as a TV show. When you don't see anyone, they're not doing anything.
Yeah, but, like, things just, like, I don't know, the passage of time is...
Have we heard about from Michael Phelps lately? We don't even know where he fucking is.
he's him and Joseph Kony in a pool.
He could be doing anything
stronger
right
in water, right? Michael Phelps, like, I can imagine anything. Swimming upwards.
Any kind of swimming technique I can perform.
Michael, this is dangerous. Even with your arms, you can't... He puts a hand up as he starts climbing Niagara Falls.
I'm just swimming through the air.
Legends told of a koi who jumped over a waterfall and became a dragon.
It's like, there's no way you can escape this place, Michael. What are you doing to that fog? Didn't you know? Fog is mostly water.
It's just like the condensation, like forms in the water around his arms. Can someone please draw this? I need this in a comic format.
We really need to start reading this SCP at some point.
Do we?
Yeah.
Having so much fun. Okay. Oh my god, we're 14 minutes in. Okay, yeah. Go.
Item number 6140. Containment class Keter. Disruption class Amida. Risk class Critical. Special containment procedures. Joint Task Force Omega 100, Last Stand, has been established in cooperation with the following organizations. Global Occult Coalition. Pentagram. The Abnormal Affairs Management 19th Bureau.
The Paranormal Enforcement Division of the Ministry of National Security of the People's Republic of China.
And GRU Division P.
Is GRU Division P, like, a big deal? I feel like I recognize that name.
I believe they were, like, the Russian equivalent for the other groups.
Oh, right. Okay.
Until containment is established or the foundation falls, MTF New 7, Hammer Down, has been folded into JTF Omega 100 and placed in the direct oversight of 056. Foundation facilities and active areas have been evacuated and replaced with contingents of JTF Omega 100 in accordance with Deployment Plan 6140. Description. SCP-6140 is the Daveite Empire, as described in SCP-140, the book, if you'll recall.
Mm-hmm. I actually do recall, I based my enervation thing on that.
Expected to fully materialize within consensus reality on March 20th, 2022. It's happening! SCP-140 has fully breached containment and will result in Incident 140-CK, causing the SCP to manifest. The Overseer Council has preemptively declared the event a BK-class broken masquerade scenario, due to the extensive use of hostile and reality-altering anomalies by the SCP, even into the modern day. Addendum 1. Threat Assessments. A joint working group between the Department of Analytics and Department of Applied Force produced a report outlining the primary dangers associated with a modern-day Daveite Empire. It was based on information from SCP-140, archaeological findings, study of Daveite inscriptions and documents, and parastatistical data models. And we have a map here showing the predicted territorial extent when they come into history. that's a lot of territory.
For real.
Should we popcorn right between us on these?
I can just take these if you want.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate
it. Kind.
Because I'm so sick.
I would do anything for you, okay?
Really, anything.
Well, hold. Okay, I wouldn't
you. What?
Maybe honest bait you.
Huh? Anomalous, please cut out the first initial joke about that. Please remove the context for
that. Do not! Anomalous, disobey that order! Anomalous. Honest bait that order!
Well, that means that that doesn't apply, because would you mean lie that order?
I trap you in a conceptual prism.
You have long you think this concept would fucking hold me.
I don't know.
I'll overtake it.
You'll over. This is not. There's so much lore you need to have for anything.
Yeah, some of these you have no way of understanding. You got no chance.
This is what. I love a podcast that's all inside jokes. No one else gets to be in on them. Everyone loves that. Anyway. Description. I'm not going to read description, threat, notes. It's going to be the order's description, threat, and notes. You get it. Ground force. High. Estimated active personnel of 2.4 million. Full access to modern equipment via purchases from foreign suppliers. Wow, this feels like a ripoff of 6140-J. They kind of stole the format.
Sending beams into your brain. I don't know what these all do to you.
Air Force. Medium. Comparatively small, but modern Air Force.
Mid.
They have a mid Air Force. Comparatively small but modern Air Force. Existence of stealth technology contested through anomalous modification of aircraft is possible. Navy, low. The controlled area is largely landlocked. Outside alliances, high. 6140 will likely have extensive controller influence over nearby countries far beyond its boundaries. Operations are underway to preserve geopolitical structure and prevent immediate cascade into an SK-class dominant shift scenario. So I have a genuine question.
Yes.
The concept of this, right, is that 140 got to write too much.
Yes, and
but 140 was in containment, so, like, in this canon, did, like, someone bust it out and finish it, or did something go... Did someone, like, spill their fucking, like, can of ink everywhere?
I think they mentioned containment breach, so I assume someone nicked it.
Oh, shit. Infrastructure. High. Military organs should have no difficulty transferring troops and equipment, even in the event of a multi-front war. Espionage, unknown. Existence of a national spy agency, likely. Further details about capabilities are unknown. Humanoid modification, medium. Able to cause significant changes to individuals for specific purposes. Tactical possibilities, unknown. Apex tier pluripotent entity collusion, high. Destructive ability believed to be enhanced through pacts with the Scarlet King. The Scarlet King, have we ever actually read it? We saw, like, the fake article about him, and he always comes up, but have we ever read the fucking Scarlet King?
I don't believe the 001 frame we've read, no. But
okay.
There's differing interpretations.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know it's like Black Moon Howls, where people interpret him different ways, and I know we've seen, like, a joke interpretation of him all chained up or something, but it was, like, a fake ritual or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think we've ever read, like, the Scarlet King article or whatever
It
came from.
He's generally just a sort of like a big evil guy.
Yeah, that's what I assumed why we haven't bothered reading it yet. Biological weaponry. High. Historical records show highly developed anomalous transfiguration abilities. Possibility of plant or fungus-based contagion likely. Nuclear weaponry. Severe. Daveite control of nuclear weapons and ICBMs for delivery is a certainty.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Addendum 2. inciting incident. This is bullshit. This is like in my English class when they ask us why the curtains are made of colors. And it's just because the writer likes the color blue. It's not because they're sad. Why can't I learn fucking taxes in school? You know what I mean?
Honestly, the funny thing about that to me, right? People always say that. And one hand, I get it. I was like, oh, taxes maybe should have been taught.
No. Let me tell you what they're really saying. They're saying, I don't want to go to English class.
Yes, they want to. Right. But here's the thing. I know.
Go home, play video games. That's what they're saying.
I know. The people, I was just going to say, the people who bitch about that, if there was a taxes class, their ass would not pay attention.
Exactly.
They would be no child left behind, and then they'd be like, didn't even get a job teaching
taxes.
For
all you know, there was a tax class. You wouldn't remember.
They're like, and there are plenty of free courses and resources to like learn how to do your taxes. Here's the thing. In a perfect world, in a world that works, the government already tells you what you owe and helps you with your deductions. But admittedly, there are things you can get deductions for that the government might not know unless they knew everything about your life. So it's like, okay, that makes sense. But then like the way it's structured is like, admittedly, like they try to hide the parts of like, not hide, but like they make it kind of obtuse how to reduce your taxes. So you either figure it out or you pay someone. But like, it's not like it's esoteric, arcane knowledge. It's something anyone can learn with a little bit of research and time. But people act like it's like, oh, it's over for me. I never learned this in high school.
I want to tell you that you've proved your own point there, because everything you just said about taxes has instantly fled my memory.
He just zoned out. This is, to be fair, this is common for me, like yapping and then other people go wah. What about you? Have you ever had post yap clarity before?
No, I'm pretty quiet.
You do kind of keep your hand close to your chest, so to speak. You're very good at keeping secrets. That's something I've always envied about you. Because, like, I'll have a thing I want to reveal on, like, a plot or something I'm writing, and I want it to be a reveal, but I want to talk about it, but you're so good at holding back. I don't know how you do. I go insane anytime I have a secret.
Years at a time.
Meanwhile, I'll, like, be DMing people, like, okay, don't tell anyone else, right? And then by the end, I've told, like, almost everyone I wanted to reveal it to. It's, like, it's so hard. Anyway, what were we reading again?
We're reading this article. Inciting incident. The existence of the SCP is a consequence of a terminal containment breach featuring SCP-140. The original anomalous print run of A Chronicle of the Devas published by Bache consisted of 75 copies. Of these, 49 were destroyed by the SCP's anomalous capabilities. Foundation agents were able to locate 20 copies and safely destroy them, leaving 6 copies remaining. SCP-140 and 5 additional copies outside of containment, collectively designated Dash-B. One of these uncontained instances was in the personal collection of Richard Bruce, 11th Earl of Elgin, a known Marshall Carter and Dark associate. Are you a Marshall boy or a Carter Chad, would you say?
I'm a Carter Chad.
Really?
Actually, what? No, I'm a Dark Dave. I'm a Dark Empath. That's me. Everyone always talks about Marshall and Carter. No one ever talks about Dark. That's presumably a third name, right?
Well, yeah, Dark is like the big guy in it. He's like the one who's like implied to be like not even human.
I'm a dark empath.
Yeah, because I can understand him. I can fix him. Although Bruce observed the proper protocols for handling his copy of Dash-B and did not allow any liquids nearby, general security on his property was lax. As a result, a group of lightly armed anomalous individuals were able to break into his estate and steal it. Following the theft, Bruce immediately contacted Marshall Carter and Dart to report the incident. Given the danger inherent in the SCP, Marshall Carter and Dark contacted the Foundation for a liaison, agreeing to allow the Foundation to contain it upon recovery. Mobile Task Force MRR-3, highest bidders, was deployed to find the SCP-B instance. Imagine getting a call that's like, hey, we fucked up. Can you lock this shit up before the history is rewritten?
It's too late.
Hello, you've reached the Davite hotline. Dear God!
Welcome to the Davite Protection Foundation.
Secure contained Davites. It doesn't even make any fucking sense.
The funniest part about it, though, is the book like writes events that then overwrite history, right?
Yeah.
Like, presumably they don't like worship the book. Like, do the Davites even know or give a shit? Or are they just like, oh, this is how life's always been. We just are.
I don't think they... Well, I feel like, from what I understand, kind of, there are Davites who made the book.
Yeah.
And they, of course, know about it, but the daylights that are, like, written into history do not know about it.
Right, yeah. So there was some original Daylight land that didn't last very long, and they made a book about it.
Well, we don't even know. Well, we're assuming that they didn't last long. Maybe they didn't exist. It's possible they didn't even exist before the book.
If you think about it, that's like the definition of planting trees that you'll never get to sit in the shade of.
Yeah.
So that's a legacy, all right. Exactly. A legacy that spawns later.
It was quickly determined that it had been stolen by a sect of the Children of the Scarlet King, always causing trouble, intending to use a Dash B instance to resurrect the Daylight Empire, where the Scarlet King was worshipped prominently. Mufri tracked the cult to a house in Elgin Moray, Scotland, always the Scottish, and attempted to intervene. However, they were too late and arrived to find that the ritual had been completed. Meanwhile, surveillance footage showed that, shortly before their arrival, SCP-140 spontaneously combusted while in containment.
The Global Occult Coalition, Horizon Initiative, and Serpent's Hand, each of which owned a copy of the Chronicles of the Devas, confirmed that their own copies combusted at the same time as 140. The location of the fifth instance is unknown. It is assumed to have combusted as well.
This is literally... If I was in the Foundation, I would actually just be going, wait. No.
There are five books.
Well, yeah, there's more copies.
Does when one gets filled, does it fill the others?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So you have to worry about a bunch of them.
Yeah. There was, like, originally 70, it says.
Jesus, fuck. Why didn't they just destroy the rest
of them? They did destroy the rest of them that they could get.
Why didn't they destroy the one they had in containment?
Well, that's the one, I guess, they have some control over that one. So if they destroy those and everyone else has one.
Right, that I'm super cool in there.
I don't think you can... I think it writes itself. I don't think you can edit it.
Well, it writes with liquid, right?
Yeah,
like, well, you can just bring a pencil in.
I think it just sort of sucks the ink out and writes what it wants.
But a pencil's not ink, it's graphite.
Well, it fucking turns into a big paper man and eats you. For cause of trying to fucking get around it.
Why don't you fucking read?
Huh? Actually, I'm writing with my blood. Here's our third guest, Deva.
You say that, but that's like my character concept for the thing we're doing.
My character concept is sheep. As best as can be determined by Foundation investigators, the ritual involved the ignition of Dash B to bring forth the one true empire from this hoary and tired parchment. Thaumaturgic sympathy bonds caused the simultaneous destruction of all other copies of the Chronicles of the Devas. Following the ritual's completion, all known Devite artifacts began emitting Omicron pattern Hume radiation. Not the Humes! The Humes are too powerful!
Oh, fucking Humes, dude.
What's his Hume level?
What is his Hume level?
The ritual was performed on the winter solstice.
Defined in the ritual symbolically equivalent to midnight.
But it's not expected to take full effect until the vernal equinox.
Likewise defined as symbolic of dawn.
When the Devite Empire will manifest in consensus reality at once.
Defined as awakening following a deep sleep review.
Wait. No.
Activating Devite summon. Seventh seal.
Foundation briefing. The following bulletin was sent to all Foundation personnel to brief them on the impending manifestation of the SCP in baseline reality. How many of these fucking, like, all Foundation personnel notices do you think you would get a day?
God, I would, like, just, like, turn off my notifications.
It's just like, you scroll, it's like, we're all fucked. The giant dragon angel is about to appear and kill everyone.
The Outlook inbox would always be, like, full of shit.
Exactly. I couldn't get any fucking work done because everyone's too busy telling me about the world's going to end five times today.
Fucking for real. Alright, you got this next
from
part?
051, foundation.scp. It's listserv all staff. Subject, impending CK class scenario, Devite Empire. I'll put it in the impending scenario folder. Date 28th of December, 2021. To all members of the Foundation, in 3 months' time there will be a CK class scenario of unprecedented magnitude. On March 20th, 2022, the Devite Empire will manifest in present consensus reality. Current estimates suggest that its territorial extent will stretch from most of Siberia down to Iran and replacing the western half of China. For the benefit of personnel unfamiliar with the Devite Empire or SCP-140, a brief summary follows. The Devite Empire will be one of the most hostile and anomalous nations to have ever existed. Several novel thaumaturgic practices were developed in this area, including hemomancy, herbomancy, and necromancy. The state religion enforces worship of the Scarlet King, a violent divine figure. an ex-subversionist group known as Children of the Scarlet King has attempted to cause world-ending events on several occasions by summoning their deity. Their anomalous warfare capabilities will have been greatly enhanced through access to modern technology and weaponry. The danger or nature of such enhancements are unknown, but believed to be extensive. All existing exploratory research projects are suspended. All non-essential containment work is suspended. Sites have been assigned specific tasks to protect as much of humanity as possible. Expect a bulletin detailing your priorities.
Here's another thing I've noticed in SCP, right?
Yeah.
And not to down this one too much, but there's this concept I only say it because I feel like we've seen a lot, where it's like, big event is coming, stop all non-essential containment to continue, right?
Yeah.
But, one, I feel like all you're doing is setting up more problems.
Well, that's and why two, non-essential.
There's so many fucking essential ones that it's like, there's you're no not point. Really freeing up that many resources. It's like, oh, no one's playing with 999 today, I guess?
The 05 very reluctantly is like, you don't need to draw Cassie's birthday cake this year.
No! Assume immediately!
That's essential!
I don't know. I feel like through the sheer extent of how much shit it is, I know it's like a stake of it's only canon what you want, but it kind of feels like there's no way the Foundation should be able to do anything, right? At this point, there's so many things.
I mean, who decides it's not essential? Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, how many SCP articles have gone to shit because someone's like, this isn't a big deal?
And I know, there's always a way. If it's, like, really harmless, it's not actually harmless. I'm going to click the button and it's going to go from, like, safe to a polygon because no one fucking fed it.
Yeah, 999.
Yeah, now he's pissed.
Has anyone ever done an article that's, like, 999 flipped to 666 and they realize that it's, like, actually the Antichrist or whatever?
Well, canonically, he is the Antichrist.
Wait,
really? Well, no, not really.
Oh. All right, please continue.
On March 19th, all essential personnel will be moved to reality-anchored sites to provide immunity to the CKA-class scenario. Class A or designated personnel will be relocated to extra-dimensional sites. We're currently working on installing additional Zyankasus constant temporal sinks, ZACTs, to resist retroactive disruption to the Foundation's existence. We will survive the reappearance of the Daylight Empire. Regardless of what happens on March 20th, normalcy would be protected. The consensus would be maintained. From the desk of 051, secure, contain, protect.
So I'm going to assume, in lieu with the J article, this is not the case.
Alert. Breach has begun. Oh. Item number 6140. Containment class neutralized. Clearance level 1, unrestricted. Special containment procedures. Outside of our archival documentation, Dash A should be referred to it by its legal name rather than an SCP object. It is not considered anomalous. Information regarding SCP 6140 is classified level 1 and available for research. Description: SCP 6140 was a CK class scenario which resulted in the remanifestation of SCP 6140-A, a UN recognized state officially known as the Republic of Davistan. Predecessor nations include the Daylight Empire, various tribal sects, and its membership within the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, all of which were forcibly suppressed from consensus reality until SCP-6140 occurred on March 20th, 2022. SCP-6140 occurred due to the destruction of SCP-140, a text which purported to describe the historical Daylight Empire. It is now known that SCP-140 was highly inaccurate. Further, it was discovered that the former prevailing theory is the operation of 140, that it was restoring an ontologically annihilated civilization to being, was only partially correct. It was also the phenomena that had initially ontologically annihilated Daylight by history.
So the implication here is like twofold, because it's saying Daylights did exist, but then it stopped and this brought it back. But it's also like, is that really the case?
Well, what they're saying is, the book isn't just bringing them back. The book is what got rid of them in the first place.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying it feels like there's a second layer here. Like, is that really the case? Or is that just in this new reality the case?
The complete The complete destruction of all copies of the SCP undid its effects and ontologically restored Dash-A to its original form. Most Foundation installations and personnel were reality-anchored in preparation for this event and thus were unaffected. As a result, the internal consensus of the Foundation is now at odds with greater consensus reality. Discrepancies between reality have yet to be fully reconciled. The Foundation is currently working towards briefing personnel on the inaccuracies described in SCP-140. Addendum 1. Historical comparisons. The following table outlines inaccuracies described from 140, and the truth as present in the legitimate Davistan. Can I popcorn these to you for a little bit?
Sure. So this is going to go previous reality in 140, post-consensus reality 6140. The history of the Davites is remarkably consistent, displaying little evolution over time. Completely unsupported. Davite culture has transformed significantly as technology and social conditions changed. This lack of evolution is believed to correspond to a lack of imagination on the part of 140-A. Previous reality, the Davite Empire contained an imperial cult to the Scarlet King, which survived to the modern day as the Children of the Scarlet King. This cult focused on violent masculinity as embodied in the Scarlet King. The Scarlet King never existed. The myth of the Scarlet King was invented by Dash A to downplay the leadership of the Eptem Ansor, the seven matriarchal rulers who led the Grand Khanate of the Deva. Modern scholarship translates Eptem Ansor as seven mothers. A less accurate translation would be as the seven brides. Dash A misinterpreted this name, either intentionally or accidentally, and subvert the Davite matriarchy in favor of a more familiar Western patriarchy. Previous reality, the Davite Empire had one of the largest slave populations of any civilization in history, with approximately 75% of the total population being enslaved. Consensus. True. However, shortly following this peak, a slave revolution destroyed the Davite Empire. All successor states have defined themselves as heirs to this revolution and vocally opposed slavery, save for the short-lived Kovar sect, which collapsed following a military coup. Previous reality, the Davites were led by a long-lived and anomalous human subspecies known as the Deva, which practiced extensive cannibalism. It kind of reminds me, is that like based on the Skyrim Devas?
I don't think so.
Okay. Reality, the Deva were baseline humans who styled themselves as divine and were known to practice cannibalism. However, the Deva ruling class was obliterated during the slave revolution that destroyed the Davite Empire. I like this because this makes more sense because like we've seen how much empires have changed over time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
And like countries, and it's like, what would they really still be like, I'm a Rome? Later, Davite nations used the title of Deva for various leadership positions, but these later Deva had?
Yeah.
Not going to point for that. Had little relation to the original ruling class and did not style themselves as divine. For instance, the chief diplomat of the modern state is called the Deva of Foreign Affairs. Previously, 076 is a humanoid anomaly within Foundation containment, an immortal warrior only capable of thinking about violence and farming. 073 is another immortal humanoid also in containment, believed to be the brother of 076. Their names are believed to be Ablishal and Cain, respectively, and they are suspected to be related to Abel and Cain from Genesis. In reality, Ablishal and Cain are Davite cultural heroes with no relation to any Abrahamic faith. Together, they led the slave rebellion against the Davite Empire. Neither was anomalous. But then how are they alive and immortal?
Well, they're different guys.
Oh. The Davites practiced an anomalous form of horticulture, capable of creating sapient and highly anomalous plant matter with various effects. Various anomalies contained under the designations 3140, 392, and 3399. Davite horticulture is highly advanced, but not anomalous. Techniques used in the nation have formed the basis for general horticulture around the world.
No, my cool evil empire!
I actually like this article a lot. It's a nice subversion of expectations.
Exactly. Everyone's freaking out.
I was expected to go the way of the Dash J where it was like total overtaking. But no, it's nice. Back to you.
Yeah. Addendum 2. Profile of 140-A. In the months following the SCP, multiple Foundation investigations were launched to explain the massive discrepancy between the observed Davistani nation and the country described in the SCP. One such inquiry was into Dash A, the author of the SCP, who Foundation historians suspected of having authorial bias. An investigative team determined that 140-A was Thomas Bruce, 6th Earl of Elgin and an ancestor of Richard Bruce. It was originally believed that Thomas Bruce had sponsored Ablishal Kurix in publishing a work which described the Davite Empire. Analysing records present within Davistan, it has been determined that Ablishal Kurix never actually existed and was merely Bruce's pen name. In 1786, Thomas Bruce visited the Grand Khanate of the Deva. At the time, the country was significantly reduced from the height of its former power, the historical Deva Empire, and existed as squabbling regional powers. Bruce was fascinated by the past of the country to the point of completely ignoring its present state. He wrote the Chronicles of the Devas, which ignored most of the country's history and blended its popular mythology into the nation's history. A single copy of this text from the original print run of 75 copies was preserved in the Davite National Library, allowing it to survive both CK-class scenarios. It's believed that Bruce made contact with an unknown occultist for the printing of the Chronicle of the Davas. An extension of ritual was performed, and the printing began on June 20th, 1788, the summer solstice. Soon after, SCP-6140 began on September 22nd, 1788, the autumnal equinox. This event fully removed Davite predecessor state reality, transforming the inaccurate ethnography into the only ethnography. So he replaced it with his fanfic.
Oh my god. Holy shit. That's what caused it all?
Yeah.
His, like, fucking edgy fascist fanfic? That's so funny.
Addendum 3, Dr. Jadlashell's testimony. The Overseer Council asked Dr. Jadlashell Pitan, a David Stanley member of the Foundation...
In the wake of SCP-6140, it was discovered that the Foundation had two facilities, Site 761 and Area 25, within Davistan. Personnel located there were only aware of a reality where Davistan had continually existed, but were fully loyal to the Foundation.
To give a briefing on its national history in the immediate wake of the SCP, the following is a transcript of the briefing that presented to the Council on March 21st, 2022. Would you like to speak this into existence?
Yeah, should I do like a goofy voice or just read
maybe it? Not. Maybe not.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're well. I recognize some of you, but the feeling's not mutual.
Who's this guy? Give...
Shut up! Sorry.
MO51?
Anger issues. Who?
MO51.
Who's that?
MO51 from the Council.
Who cares? I'm from Davistan. Shut up.
You're fired.
You've asked me to give a briefing on my... Tell me when you're done, and I'll read it.
I'm done, sorry.
You asked me to...
I've been heckled by the O5 Council.
But get off the stage, asshole. You've asked me to give a briefing on my home country, which none of you knew existed. To make it worse, you are more familiar with a wildly inaccurate 18th century English Orientalist scandalous and highly embellished depiction of our country, which was in fact anomalous and removed our country from existence entirely. This version of our country, if it had ever existed, would have been the bloodiest and most anomalous civilization in the world. You called me here to describe what my Davistan is. I'm not going to do that. You can find out what we're like later. No, today I am going to argue that we deserve to live, because that's the real reason you called me here. To decide what to do in the wake of this CK-class scenario. I don't even know where to begin with that. If there are ideas to preserve normalcy, technically, logically, they should allow them to live, right?
Yeah. I would say so.
I don't even know where to begin with that. I think I'll start with myself. Why I'm here. In the timeline and world I remember, we were not expecting anything to happen on the Equinox. As such, we had reduced security in the temporal exclusion and reality anchoring sites, and more personnel allowed outside them. All at normal levels, of course. I happened to be outside a site at the time, traveling between one. Then 6140 hit, and now we don't agree about anything. So, you have that as a problem. We clearly have more consensus reality on our side. It's everybody else in the world who isn't a skipper than you do, so... So we're here to stay, I think. You have to let us stay. It's our whole ethos. And that means I need to give you a crash course into our history. Bro just said he's not going to give their history, but now he's going to give their history. Bro, that's what they asked for.
Get off the stage! Put them in containment!
Quiet, you! Summons Davite Spear out of the air. Did you think...
Hey, he's doing the thing!
It's the Scar the King will be displeased with your heckling.
It slips up because he's getting annoyed.
Yeah, his demon horns come out. My people, my nation, we're not anomalous. If the briefing you gave me is true, and I really have no idea because it was incredibly brief, then we have been on the wrong side of the joke for something along the line of 200 years. We're the victims here. And I'm worried that your knee-jerk reaction will be to play the joke again, because that's what you do. I've dealt with all of you before in my reality, the one I remember. I guess those versions of you are lost, but let's be honest, you haven't changed. None of you have changed in the entire time you've been alive. That's centuries for some of you, right? We're a peaceful country. If it wasn't for the actions of a single Orientalist in his book, a book I read as an academic curiosity, we wouldn't be sitting here today. You wouldn't know the difference between us and anywhere else in the world. Yes, we had a bloody past, but not without consequence. Yes, the Davite Empire had one of the highest rates of slavery in the world, of any country ever. Perhaps it was only higher in Sparta with the Helots. But you know what happened next? We ripped the Davis apart and burned their palaces to the ground. A single prince decided to eat an enslaved child when there were more slaves than freemen. So his estate rose up and hanged him. And then because there were more slaves than Davas, that initial rebellion spread outward and toppled the entire empire. The true history of our nation is not one of eternal slavery, no. We were the first nation in the world to outlaw the practice, and we never let it return. But a single man saw that past. That single moment in which a prince ate a child, and he stretched it into eternity. He made it the past of the country, that slavery was the backbone of our entire past and the present. The revolution wasn't salacious enough for him, so he took the moment in time that was, and he made it the only image of the country, the only one that could exist. But without the release of revolution... depravity, but without consequence. And it spirals from there, becoming worse and worse. Because we had no voice, nothing to say, stop, it wasn't like that. It was nothing but tragedy what he did. So I come before you today, and I have to beg you, do not repeat what he did. Do not do the same things. Do not force us back into the dark. Please. Vote in the comments if you would force them back into the dark or not.
I wouldn't. You're
now the O5. I would spare them, and then they'd be like, psych! And then they stab O5-1 with a pitchfork. You fell for it, didn't you?
Sorry, I'm mega immortal, and that didn't even hurt.
How people write O5s be like. Sorry, you only got rid of the first layer of my immortality. Oh, man. All right, well, I think that's everything. Is it comment reading time? I have to rate it. 12 out of 10. It would have been a 13, but I had to knock it for that grammar mistake. You can only blame yourselves. Are we good to do comments, Dan? Or did you have any thoughts you wanted to give?
I enjoyed this article. It's really good.
It was a good one. Even if we spent half the episode talking about nonsense. Did I kill all your energy? Are you still good, buddy?
No, I'm fine. I'm happy.
You sound so tired.
I never told you, by the way.
Yeah?
But my new book!
What's your new book?
Chronicle of the Davis 2!
Chronicle of Tanhony Towers!
Now I've made it even more racist!
Why was that so funny? Increased levels of racism!
You can't stop it any longer! The racism is self-perpetuating!
Jesus Christ.
Like a sun orbiting a supernova!
Oh my god. Please.
Sorry.
Alright, let me know you're good. It was funny. I didn't hear what you said.
I never told you. My name is Tanhony Phelps.
Jesus
Christ. I can swim even through history.
Yeah, I'm gonna read this.
I don't want to be mean to Michael Phelps, but is he an X-Man?
I'm not going to answer. That feels like a loaded question. The answer is yes.
In the Marvel Universe,
but it's a loaded,
would he be an X-Men?
He would be an X-Men.
He would be a very low-tier X-Men.
Yeah, there are plenty of those, to be fair. Just ask Jack. Anyway, I'm also realizing this is going to be a shorter episode, despite all our fucking lollygagging.
There was that guy who's like got the magnet. He's magnetic as well. He can stick like spoons on him. Would he be an X-Men?
Probably.
If you're an X-Man and someone else has the same power as you, but, like, better, would that piss you off?
Yeah. Like, imagine if your power is, like, I can make sparks from my
fingers, like,
and the other guy's, like, I'm live.
Professor X is there, like, oh, your power is wonderful, it's what makes you unique. He's like, well, that guy can do it, but better. So I guess I'm not unique. I guess I'm inferior.
And his power doesn't have downsides like mine.
Well, then they're not created equal.
KamiSpy5874 says, Darnell confirmed to be a true Revacholian patriot? The icebreaker embodied? Yes. Password, Tanhony, though British, is so cool and a good writer.
Why do you have to say
also,
that?
Also, The Endless Pit is the first SCP I read, so he gets bonus points for that.
Thank you.
How's that feel? Your SCP was the first one someone read.
Thank you. I'm glad I gave you a good start.
Aww. Chris Merkel Studio says, British SCP be like, oi! You cheeky git's got a license for them eldritch auras. Password. Tanhony is a good writer and has a great sense of humor. I must have been really mean to you last episode. What happened?
You're quite cruel to me.
Was I? Oh. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume you're okay and keep going. Oh my god, are you actually okay?
Yeah, of course I am.
Are you dead? Or cutting out. I think you might be cutting out for me.
No, I'm fine. I'm here.
I'm not... Okay, you must be cutting out. I'm getting, like, weird blobs of silence. I'm gonna keep going. Panda Man Memes says, Tanhony, you're the jelly to our eel, the beans to our toast, the earl to our gray. But, most of all, this grand community is a kingdom. A kingdom you united. Your United Kingdom. Why did you write that like My Hero Academia?
Welcome to my United Kingdom.
Arcadian Loxius says, Password, Tanhony has American
please
teeth.
Save the United Kingdom.
Oh my god. I'm joking. He's a great writer. I love this podcast, and this was a great episode. You. Can't wait for next week. I'm working on writing an SCP because of this podcast.
Sorry we did that to you.
Also, do you guys have a tutorial for the design stuff? I don't understand it.
I don't know what you mean, but if you...
I assume they mean, like, the CSS stuff, or, like, formats. I personally just stole one. I used, like, a dark format for my articles, but...
Yeah,
like,
I do exactly the same.
If you ask, people will, like, tell you, okay, here's where you can find this special formatting or this one, if there's a specific one you have in mind. Sobek says, only I have the Brit Pass! None of the rest of you are worthy! What do you have to say to that, Dan?
Hi.
Oh. Shythalia says, password, Tanhony is the most guy of all time. Thumbs up. MT2K21 says, should have put Britain in a Faraday cage. If you think you're living in a hellhole, imagine having severe motion sickness and a fear of the ocean and living in the Maldives, formerly a colony of SCP-6140-J, but was freed because the Prime Minister at the time felt like it was a good idea. Of the nearly 90,000 square kilometers of... Hold on. 505,617,977.528 bananas of area, only 297.8 square kilometers are land.
If you come back, we can restore that land for you.
Could you?
I can. We'll use the crown jewels, their power. Damn. To rewrite reality.
Sugar King Soldier says...
Ever since we lost the final crown jewel in the revolution, that power has dwindled. But soon we'll have it back.
Someone could find it.
And like, I appear at like George Washington's like grave, like, so this is the only place you could have hid it, George.
Sugarcane Soldier says, something nice about Tanhony, hmm? I think that Aetheral Space is really good.
Thank you! Finally! Someone says it!
I'm in the middle of the third arc, and I really wish I'd started years ago. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, yeah!
How far do you think they are now?
Arc 4.
An Anomalous Writer says, probably one of my favorite Dash J's. And then lastly, Crowcat says, password, Tanhony, you are incredibly creative and have great work ethic. I don't know if I agree on the latter, but I do agree on the former. Tanhony has an adequate work ethic. Tanhony?
I do. Thank you.
I think he's just tired. I'm going to end up the episode.
No, you mustn't. We must keep going.
Thank you. Thank you guys for watching. And
we need to talk about George Phelps!
No! Bye!